Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 10, verses 6 to 12. Judah gathered. I could have used the title, Judah blessed, and what a blessing is prophesied in these words. Zechariah chapter 10, verses 6 to 12. I will strengthen the house of Judah. I will save the house of Joseph. I will restore them, because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them, and so on, until you get to verse 12. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will walk, declares the Lord. Judah gathered, Judah blessed. And if you read the verses through, I've only read some of them, but if you read the verses through, you will meet the word strength and save and restore and compassion. There's power here. There's gladness here. These are the gathered of the Lord. Judah will be redeemed. They will be stirred to remember God. They will be made numerous. They will be brought back. They will find that God's blessing is upon them. It will be the end of all their troubles. They'll be returning. There'll be so many of them, the land will not be able to bear them. They will be strengthened and made a good and godly people. This is what is blessed. Will they be brought back with power, with blessing indeed, blessing heaped upon them, strengthened, made a godly people. And all of it you will notice if you read through is, I will. Again and again, God is saying, I will do this. I will do this. And the last verse of our section, verse 12, and in the name of the Lord they will walk, declares the Lord. It's a sovereign power and will of God that will accomplish this. Judah gathered, Judah blessed. Now, of course, the great question is, how are we to interpret this? Are we to interpret this of the Jews returning from exile? Well, there's a certain measure in that, but I can't think these words are in any way a fulfillment. The fulfillment of these words is anywhere found, in any way found in the restoration after the exile. Such a small number, such a small temple, and so on. I think there's far, far more here than can be taken to be the exile. Is there yet to be a time when these Jews will be so gathered in such numbers and such massive quantities and such blessing, such salvation, such redemption, that we shall yet see a holy Jewish kingdom? And of course there are believers who take this view, premillennialists in some form or another, that this is yet to come in a future kingdom, usually 1,000 years long. I myself, as you know, don't take that line. How do I interpret then? Well, the only way I can interpret it is I've interpreted these prophecies in the past. And that is to say, in previous prophecies here, I've seen the Jewish question, yes. I think the exile is here, return from exile. But I think the fulfillment of this can only be seen in the glorious reign and rule of Christ. Not in some earthly kingdom, not in some Jewish kingdom, but through his believing people and in the eternal kingdom when he returns to the resurrection. I see it spiritually in the gospel today, in part at least, I must say. But I see the New Testament takes this to be representative, an illustration of the blessing of the gospel and also the calling of the Gentiles, and therefore the coming kingdom in the new heavens and the new earth. But remember, my friend, this is our only hope. This is my only hope. I go on preaching and writing these things. Why do I do it? Is it because of my natural power and popularity? No. The only hope is the sovereign power, the sovereign will, the sovereign declaration of God. I will, I will, I will. God declares it. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And if God be for us, whatever seems against us, whatever seems to be defeating us, must in the end succumb. May God bless us with this spiritual gathering, even in our own day. It will only be by God's Spirit and His power, not by might. Zechariah 4 verse 6 again. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty.